Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Oz, mate. It's Matty Garwood and making a big country pop statement with their debut single, Into the Hinterland. It is Hinterland. This is a brilliant collaboration between Rachel and Robbie Bostock, as well as teaming up with Jesse Emanuel. Can't wait to have a chat to Jesse right now and find out how this collaboration came about. Jesse Emanuel, thanks for joining us here on Oz, mate.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure to have you guys all collaborating and giving us some new stuff to listen to throughout 2020. How are you personally finding what's going on at the moment?
There's definitely some dark times there where it was kind of like, wow, this is a really, really tough time for the entertainment industry, as well as many other industries, obviously. But for us, we tried to look on the positive side and go, okay, well, we've never had so much free time. So let's put our heads down, let's write, let's record, let's focus on video clips and just getting all this sort of stuff that usually takes a whole lot of time that can be really, really difficult when you're gigging four or five times a week. So it was a blessing in that way, but we are ready to get back on stage.
Yeah, and you guys have been gigging a lot together. How did it actually come about to join forces and create your own collab?
It's interesting, isn't it? Obviously, Rachel and Rob, being brother and sister, have been playing together forever. They were in a band called the Bostocks, who used to gig all up and down, you know, the East Coast, do Tamworth every year, that sort of stuff, and also put out some great original music. I myself had a bit of a solo career many, many years ago, for which Rachel played violin on, Robbie played the guitar, he produced the albums for me. We've sort of worked together for well over a decade. Rachel and I then formed a duo, and we've been doing that now for 9 years, and literally like late last year, after a few years off of not writing, we were all sort of bitten by the songwriting bug again. Robbie actually came home from tour with Casey Barnes in Nashville, and he said, guys, let's make a band. Like, why are we not doing this?
And people like Casey Barnes at the moment are having some awesome success. Country music has probably never been as big in the contemporary scene. How are you guys finding the kind of integration of the genres at the moment?
It's worked to our advantage, most definitely, because back in the day, we really struggled with being asked all the time, oh, well, what genre is this? Oh, it's a little bit Irish. Oh, it's a little bit too rock, it's a little bit too pop, and it was always hard to put us into a box, because personally I like so many different types of music. I don't just listen to country, I listen to hip-hop and mainstream and all sorts of stuff. Influences can come from everywhere. When we formed Hinterland, we were like, what we're going to do is we're just going to make music that we like, and if it's multi-genre, we don't care, we're just going to put it out. If we think it sounds good and cool, then that's we're happy with it. But it is heavily rooted in the country, obviously.
Well, that's what's important about music as well, that it actually fulfills your own soul before it fills anyone. You've got to have that creative outlet.
Oh, that is exactly right. That's kind of why I sort of retired 10 years ago, because I was just like, oh, I can't fit into the box. I can't, you know, conform and everything. And it just wasn't really fun anymore. Yeah. So it's really fun now.
So you're having a bit of fun with these guys, doing some writing, and you've obviously got new stuff out. How did this one come about, and what is it all about?
So Turbulence was a song that Rob had written himself, like completely top to toe, melody and everything. I didn't know what he was trying to say in the lyrics. Chucked some new words on it so that it could cut through a little neater, and we tried to sort of channel one of our favourite influences, which is The Cause, and really give like a 90s pop nostalgia feel to this song. It's different as well, because our first song I was the lead singer on, and with Turbulence now Rachel's taking the lead on that one. We all are singers. We're just trying to set the pace and let people know we're all going to be the front man at one point.
And it gives everyone the pleasure of hearing these harmonies and stuff in there as well.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's going to be one of our things. We love, you know, Zac Brown Band, the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, and the Dixie Chicks. These are some of our biggest influences, and some of the biggest things for all those artists is their amazing harmonies.
Well, we can absolutely hear that in your brand new one with Turbulence. We're going to play it right now. Jesse Emanuel from Hinterland, I really appreciate having a bit of a chat to you here on Ozmade.
Oh, anytime. Thank you so much, and thank you for supporting our music. Hey, this is Jesse Emanuel here from Hinterland, and this is our brand new track, Turbulence, on Ozmade.